ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz L'Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down that by the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, placing it by the Mizbech, that's the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim, there's a prat called Kriya, Mikra Bikurim, which is you have to recite the special parasha, which is in the beginning of Parashas Kisavoy, as we spoke of yesterday. And there's also a mitzvah of Hanocha, which is placing the Bikurim right next to the Mizbeach. The Gemara brings a machloikis tanoim, Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon, whether Kriya is ma'akeves or not. Reb Shimon holds that Kriya ma'akeves, so that someone who fails to perform the Kriya element of the mitzvah, if ma'akev the whole mitzvah, and we didn't makayin the mitzvah havoas bikurim, if Shimon holds Kriya ma'akeves, and the Rabbanan paskin that Kriya is not ma'akeves, not ma'akev the mitzvah, just because he failed to do the Kriya. As far as whether Hanocha is ma'akeves, the Gemara brings a machlekes a Behuda in the Rabbanan. Behuda holds that Hanocha is not ma'akeves, because you don't have Shina ha'kotav la'akev, as Rashi explains, the Gemara brings it, actually it says twice, Pashtus, the idea of placing by the Mizbeach, it says v'hinichoi, and it says v'hinachtoi, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, that is sufficient to make a shina la'akev, because it mentions it twice, and therefore, if you fail in the mitzvah of Hanocha, it ma'akev the whole mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim. The Behuda, however, holds there is no shina la'akev, as the Gemara explains, because he uses one of them to the mitzvah of Tnufa, waving the Bikurim, therefore you only have one mention in the Pasuk of placing Bikurim by the Mizbeach, it doesn't say it twice, no shina la'akev, so it's only a mitzvah, and not ma'akev the entire Havoas Bikurim. Kurim. We paskan lahalocha in Rambam that Kriya is not ma'akeves, as the Gemara itself says, comes out of here, the Gemara brings of Oishia, Kriya is not ma'akev, and Hanocha placing the Bikurim of the Be'ach is ma'akev. Another thing that the Gemara goes through over here is a possible stira in Rav Hoshia. On the one hand, Rav Hoshia paskin that Kriya is not ma'akev the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim if he failed to do it. On the other hand, Rav Hoshia himself says that if a person sets aside, he designates Hifrish Bikurim before Sukkot, Koidam Achag, and then it passed over the Chag, and it's after Sukkot, Yirokev, you have to allow the entire Bikurim to rot away and you can't bring it. Why? Because after Sukkot is no longer Zman Kriya, as Rashi brings down the drash over here, the Chazal Darshin, that right after the Mikri Bikurim, the Pasuk concludes, V'samachta b'chol atoy v'shenos l'cho Hashem l'kecho, you'd be Sameh, you have to rejoice in the Toiv, and only until and through the Chag is what's called the Zman Simcha, because that Rashi says is the Zman of the ingathering of the harvest, the Zman Lakitas Apeir is harvesting, gathering of the harvest, and that's a time of joy for the farmer. After Sukkot is over, is no longer a Zman Simcha, and therefore you don't have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. So Pashtus, it seems from Rav Hoshia, that Mikra Bikurim is Ma'akev in the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim, and consequently, since after Sukkot, you can't do the Mikra anymore, you can't do the Kriya anymore, therefore, Yerokev, he's going to hold that the entire Bikurim has to rot. He himself said that we paskin that Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akev. So the Gemara answers the big Yisoid based on the Bizeira's din of Kol She'en Eroi L'Bila, Bila Ma'akeves Boy, which just because in Imritz, not Negei here the details, by Kavuas Korban Mincha, that one of the Pratim, one of the steps in bringing the Korban Mincha, is you have to thoroughly mix together the flour and the oil. That step is called Bila. Now, Bila is not Ma'akev the Korban Mincha. You fail to mix it, it's also Yoy to the Korban Mincha. However, if it's such a big Korban, Samachal of Esroinim, the Gemara says in Nochais, it's 61 Esorin, it's so big that you can't mix it, then it's not just that the Bila wasn't done, but that the Cheftza is relabeled as intrinsically something which the mitzvah of Bila isn't doable in, and that relabeled Cheftza, the Cheftza is not fit for the mitzvah. Kol She'en Eroi L'Bila, Bila Ma'akev. But likewise, here we come out that over here, since this particular Bikurim had in it the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, because it was Hifrish Koitim Achag, it was set aside before the Chag, and it was Mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, because at the time it was Zman Simcha. So therefore, even though Rav Hoshia paskins and we paskin that Mikra Bikurim is not itself Ma'akev, but if you go through to after Sukkot when it's no longer Roy for the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim at all, so the royal Mikra Bikurim is Ma'akev, and that's why the halacha is Yerokvu. That's basically the basic details of the sugya, the Negelet Nineinu. The Achronim discuss the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos Lo HaRambam, where he reckons, he counts the Taryag Mitzvos, and the Rambam counts Havoas Bikurim as one mitzvah in the Taryag to bring Bikurim, Beis HaMikdash. And the second, another independent mitzvah, the Rambam counts, the mitzvah of Mikri Bikurim, to recite the Parsha of Mikri Bikurim. A chiddush in the Rambam, that the Rambam is Mavur, the Rambam was Shoikah, was Shikol Taito, he figured out that these are two independent mitzvahs. He could have said, L'choyer, that Mikri Bikurim is just a prat, an element within the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim, but the Rambam comes out that these are two separate mitzvahs. The Sefer Mayan HaChochma, which is the Yesodiyistik Achroin on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, asks on the Rambam that he said, L'choyra, where did I get this idea? Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus Kriya is only a prat in the mitzvah of Mikri Bikurim, and you see, Havoas Bikurim, and you see, Zok, that Rambam Alein, Rambam himself, doesn't count Hanocha Eitzel HaMizbeach as an independent mitzvah, placing the Bikurim by the Beach as a mitzvah. The Hanocha is a chelak of the Seder of the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim. So likewise, why should Kriya be considered any different than be counted independently in the Minyan? He says, maybe you're going to say, Poshit, that the reason is, because we find that there are people, and we will talk a little about this later, Blinader, there are people who actually have a mitzvah of Kriya and don't even have a mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim and don't even have any Mikra Bikurim at all. Chazal Darshan from Droshois that an Ish or an Eved bring Bikurim, they don't even have any mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim at all. A Shliach, who is not the original Pilum, brings the Bikurim and doesn't have any Mikra Bikurim at all. And these are all Droshois. So maybe you could say, Zokter, that means that Mikra Bikurim is so independent from Havor that sometimes some people, they have Havor, they don't even have Mikra Bikurim at all. So when the Mikra Bikurim is present, maybe that's a reason why it's an independent mitzvah. You know, that's not going to be oiskal, it's not going to work. For example, Zokter, Avada, we know that there are certain carbon minchas that don't have Shemen Levoina, right? That they don't have oil, frankincense, they don't have a Shemen Levoina, and most carbon minchas for Shetzach do have Shemen Levoina. The Rambam, of course, does not count the mitzvah of bringing Shemen Levoina independent of in the mincha, independent of the kloliastic general mitzvah of bringing a korban mincha, of adonat. Shemer levoina, not always ma'akiv, and sometimes you have a mincha doesn't have a shemer levoina. So what? Afal pikein, when there is a shemer levoina present, that's a chaylak of the mincha. So Emel Hu Adonam should have said the same thing here, asks the Mayan HaChochma. Over here, he should have said that when Mikra Bikurim is present, so that also should be just a chaylak of the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim. Now the truth is, just to stop for a moment here, this raya from Shemer Levoina sounds like a very weak raya, because Pashtus, the Shemer Levoina, when it's present, becomes mamash a chaylak of the chefts of the mincha. It's an integral component of the mincha. It becomes part of the chefts of the mincha itself. So of course, no one's going to suggest that the Shemer Levoina are a separate mitzvah from bringing the mincha. Why? It doesn't really make much sense. Mashen Kane, if you want to seriously speak of Mikra Bikurim as something which, since it doesn't always exist every time that you have a Havoas Bikurim, so when it does exist, it's independent, that's something which actually does make sense. It happens to be, it's said in the Mikra Bikurim is a parasha that's recited in the context of the bringing the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim, but it's independent, the idea that you're doing, independent thing, you're reciting the Mikra Bikurim, and the Rambam maybe makes sense that he reckons it as two mitzvahs, and you really can't refute that, and Shemer Levoin. However, the Sefer Mayan HaChochma feels that the correct explanation of the Das HaRambam to count Havor and Mikra Bikurim as two separate mitzvahs is based on what emerges from our sugya, that Mikra Bikurim is not ma'akev in the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim, whereas Hanocha is ma'akev. So therefore, he says, that which is ma'akev, that which is mamash integral, and is ma'akev the whole mitzvah, if you don't do it like Hanocha, is certainly a part of the mitzvah itself of Havoas Bikurim. You're not going to count Hanocha as a separate mitzvah. Mashenka Mikra Bikurim, which if you fail to do it, is not even ma'akev the mitzvah, that's a gilad that shows us that it's an independent entity, and therefore, consequently, it's going to be counted separately in the minyan. However, Pashtus, says the Mayan HaChochma, that would work if not for the fact that our Gemara is mavur that Mikra Bikurim, even though the actual act of Mikra Bikurim is not ma'akev in the mitzvah, but the royal abila of Mikra Bikurim is ma'akev, and like we come out, that if a person is fundamentally unable to mekayim the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim because he was mafresh before Sukkot and now it's after Sukkot, so itaki is ma'akev the mitzvah. That Mayan HaChochma says that based on simple logic, it really ought to come out that shows us that there's an integral connection between Mikra Bikurim and the Chefetz of Avos Bikurim. Granted that the Megillah Bikurim itself, the activity is not Ma'akav, but you see that the bringing of the Bikurim can only be done in the context in which it's possible to have the Megillah Bikurim. And in those cases, obviously, where Megillah Bikurim was said, because he was mafish before Sukkot, so there's a bit of royal abila on the inability to do the Megillah Bikurim. So l'chor, you see that they're integrally connected, Zokter. Why would the Rambam say that these are separate mitzvahs? Interestingly enough, the Mayan HaChochma comes out on this curious thing, that he says that in a Chanami, the teretz of his question is that the Rambam has to paskin against our sugya. The Rambam paskins in the Yad that a person who was mafish bikurim before Sukkot, and it goes to after Sukkot, and now he can no longer do the mikra bikurim, despite that the Rambam does not paskin yirokvu like our Gemara, like Rav Hoshia here, rather he paskins that you bring it, and you may have it in a koira, you bring it, you're not koira. Kesemishn over there has a shtickle on this Rambam in Esther our Gemara, and he says that the Rambam found a different sugya, Masechta Gittin, which is says that our sugya, and comes out like that sugya in Gittin, that in fact the mikra bikurim is not ma'akev in the bikurim itself, not just that the activity of mikra is not ma'akev, but even the royal abila isn't ma'akev either. So Mayan HaChochma says a really remarkable shtickle, that he says that that's Ram Lashitosoi paskind in the said of the Sefer mitzvahs that Havo bikurim and mikra bikurim are two separate mitzvahs. Now it's going to follow from the Mayan HaChochma a very curious thing, that according to the sugya in Masechta Maklis, our sugya, we would taka come out that in the minute of the Taryag, Havo and mikra bikurim are one thing, because you see that the mikra as a concept is ma'akev the havor if you're unable fundamentally to do the mikra bikurim like it passed over and now it's after Sukkot. Mashenken, it happens to be that we go, the Rambam goes ladina lemaisa like the sugya in Masechta Gittin, and there it's mavur that havor and mikra are totally independent of one another, and even a concept of being able to do the mikra is not ma'akev in the bringing bikurim, and therefore the Rambam came out that these are two separate mitzvahs. And more than that, by the way, a pashtus, he could also add to that, that according to the Mayan HaChochma, that's the Sherish HaMachloik has attained the two Gemaras. Why is it that the Sugya and Gittin argues in our Gemara? What happens at the end of Kol Sh'ena Roy L'Bila, Bila Ma'akeves, like you find by Korban Mincha, and by the Mitzvah of Bila, and the Gemara, of course, applies this concept of Roy L'Bila in a bunch of places in Shas. So according to the Mayan HaChochma, the answer to that question is this idea itself, that these are two separate mitzvahs, and completely distinct. They were given as separate mitzvahs. As they're separate mitzvahs, then why should I say that there's a din of Enaroy Labila, Bila Makeves? It's not like Bila itself, which for Shtetzuch, the act of mixing Korban Mincha, the flour with the oil, is all considered to be a step within the Kloliastika mitzvah of bringing a Korban Mincha. It's a step within the mitzvah of bringing a Mincha. So there you say that the inability to do it is Ma'akev in the ability to have kind of mitzvah of bringing the Mincha. Ma'ashenkin over here is a separate mitzvah in the Taryag. So just because I'm able to do this, why should I Ma'akev in that? Logic would seem to dictate that that's true, that it is a separate mitzvah, so you can't do mikra, so you do the Havor itself. And that really would be the sort of the mitzvah, the sugya in Gittin and the Psak of the Rambam, according to the Mayan HaChochma, while we paskin that there's no din of Enaroy L'Bila just because it passed over Sukkot and you can't do the mikra. Ma'ashenkin our Gemara, the way the Mayan HaChochma seems to be learning, is going to hold that Havoras Mikra Bikurim is a step in the process of the mitzvah of Havoras Bikurim. Now, whether it's Ma'akav or not is a separate question. We got a paskin that the Mikra itself is not Ma'akav, but Kaponim, it is a step in the mitzvah of Havoras Bikurim, and therefore that would be why our sugya is going to hold that we apply the din of Enaroy L'Bila, and if you're unable to do the Mikra, passed over, now it's after Sukkot, so then the halacha would be that unable to do the Havor itself. Now, in the Sefer Arta Zachayim from the Malbim in Simon Chof Vov, the Malbim brings down a suffix for the Shagas Aryeh. We know the halacha is that it says in Masechta Menachos that Tfilin Shal Yad Eina Ma'akev Shorosh, the Shorosh Eina Ma'akev Shoyad. So a person only has one of the two Tfilins, he only has Shorosh, he only has Shoyad. The halacha is that the two are not ma'akev each other, you do the one that you got. The Shagas Aryeh suffix was with regard to a person who doesn't have any arm at all and is totally fundamentally unable to perform the mitzvah of the Shoyad. Do we say on that that since he's Enaroy L'Bila with regard to the mitzvah of Tefillin Shoyad, perhaps it is ma'akev the Shoroish or not? And there's a big suffix in the Shagas Aryeh. In other words, do I say that granted the act of putting the mitzvah, the tefillin on the shoyad is not ma'akev the shoroish, but maybe the ability to do the act, bechefza, the person has that ability, he's the person who has his roya, has an arm and can do it, then maybe that ability is ma'akev, because without it, they say it's enaroy l'bila, unable to do the totality of mitzvahs anochas tefillin, which is shoroish and shoyad, and therefore perhaps that's ma'akev and you're not ma'akev the shoroish either. And the Malbim has a discussion over there that the Koyri, he says, from the suffix of the Shagasai itself, we see an interesting chiddush, because really, It's clear in the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvot, that the Rambam reckons the mitzvah of Tfilin Shorosh and mitzvah of Tfilin Shoyad as two independent mitzvahs. They're counted separately in the Taryag. So, and the Rambam says over there, by the way, that since they're not ma'akev each other and that itself is an indicator that they're separate mitzvahs, the Rambam says that we find that the Gemara itself refers to them as separate mitzvahs and menachos. So I'll upon him the Malbim says, maybe the Shagasariah doesn't even make sense in the first place, because why should I even declare there's a din of Eina Roy LeBila when these are two mitzvahs, Senechanami? You can't do the one mitzvah, do the other mitzvah. It's not like Bila itself, which is an element within the mitzvah of bringing a mincha. Here, it's a separate mitzvah. So why would I even think there's a din of Eina Roy LeBila on Shal Yad and Shal Rosh? So the Malbim says, maybe you could say that there's a mocker from El Gemara, because, and he manage goes on this point that the Gemara over here applies the idea of Eina Roy LeBila to Mikra Bikurim relative to Avoas Bikurim. That's the din of Oishi over here. And the Gemara says over here, at least in the Das of Oishi, the Das of El Gemara and Masech Tamakos, the Gemara says that a person who is unable to do the Kriya Mikra Bikurim on a Chefta of a Bikurim that had the mitzvah's Kriya, because he set aside, he designated it before Sukkos, and that's Ma'akev, the inability to do the Kriya, makes it Eina Roy LeBila, and it's Ma'akev the whole Havah. Aye, the separate mitzvahs, like you see, the Rambam himself counts them as separate mitzvahs. So the Malbim says, maybe that's a mocker for the Shagasariyeh, and we see that being separate mitzvahs is not, in fact, going to stop us from applying the din of Eina Roy LeBila. The Malbim says that's not a really good raya. It's a weak raya from El Gemara. Why? He says, because even though mitzvah mikra bikurim is dependent and counted in the Torah, it's still nitfal to the havoas bikurim. It's ancillary to the havoas bikurim, and therefore, perhaps he could argue that therefore, since one is ancillary to the other, the mikra is ancillary to the havoah, so therefore we treat him as like one seder, so to speak, one process of bringing and reciting, and therefore consequently, the inability to recite the Mikra Bikurim is going to ma'ak of the Havoah. You don't see a mocker for the Shagas Aryeh from here, that where the Mamash two distinct, independently choshev and mitzvahs of Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, that we should declare that the inability to do one is ma'ak of the other. However, the Malbim over there says that there actually is a mocker for this Shagas Aryeh's idea, and he actually comes out that the fact that they're separate mitzvahs is not a siba to say that we should say that Eina Roy LeBila is going to stop us. You know, it's not a siba to say there's no concept of Eina Roy LeBila, and one has nothing to do with the other. You don't have an arm, so just to the Shoresh. The Malbim says we actually do find a marker for this in the Ramban and the Mochamois Zokter with regard to the mitzvah of Tcheilas and Lovin by Tzitzis, which are also independently reckoned, counted by the Moini HaMitzvahs as separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Tcheilas and the mitzvah of Lovin. And over there, an interesting Mochamois, the Mochamois says by the Sugya of Tzadin by Tzitzis, which is a linen garment with regard to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and by Shammai Poitrin, that's what it says, by Shammai Pater, why did because they hold that there's no mocker for the mitzvah of Tcheiles overriding the Isra of Klayim, that they don't have this din that Tcheiles overrides Klayim, and therefore, since the garment is linen, so therefore, put Tcheiles on will be wool, and they don't have this notion that say of Tcheiles is Deucher Eloisei of Klayim, so therefore, there's no din of the mitzvah of Tcheiles by the Sadin, by the linen garment, according to Beishamai. Frekta Mohammed granted that that's so, but the Lashon of Poitrin, Beishamai Poitim, is Mashiach, they don't have a mitzvah tzitzis, I don't know at all. At least put the lavan on. There's no tcheilas, because tcheilas has to be bull, has to be blue wool. So that can't be put, according to Beishamai, in a linen garment. But the lavan doesn't have to be wool. The lavan could be linen like the garment. So therefore, why don't you just make the mitzvah of lavan? Why does it say Beishamai poitrin? So Ramban says, interestingly, that since there's a fundamental inability to make the mitzvah of tcheilas on the linen garment, according to Beishamai, so therefore we apply the din of Eina Roy LeBila Bila Makeves. And in such a case where there's a fundamental inability to perform the mitzvah tcheilas, there's actually no mitzvah lovin either, and therefore Beishamai poitrin, Beishamai fundamentally totally pater from tzitzis. Ah, look, the Malbim, you see that we know that tcheilas and lovin are independent mitzvahs. So the Malbim says, interestingly, you see mamash a marker from over here that you could have totally separate mitzvahs, and afal pi kein, we would still say that there's enough Eina Roy LeBila Bila Makeves, and the Shagasai is correct for clearing the shiloh, the same shiloh of fundamentally benegir to the tfilin shiyat, tfilin shorosh, which are separate mitzvahs, and afal pi kein, we could clear to say, like the Shagasai is clear, person without an arm is Eina Roy LeBila on the Shalyad, maybe it's Ma'akev the Shalroish entirely. So it's interesting that the Malbim had a different set of Hanochos than the Mayan HaChochman. He's actually being a raya to it from the Ramban, Benegeir to the Lovin and the Tcheilos of the Tzitzis, and he's actually bringing a Shagas Aryeh that speaks of it also, Benegeir to the Tfilin Shiyad, Tfilin Shalroish. And the Malbim is coming out that the fact that these are two mamish separate mitzvahs in the Taryag is not going to stop us from saying that that one is ma'akav the other, contrary to the Mayan of Chochma. Evidently, according to the Malbim, even if things we account these as two separate mitzvahs, it could be one seder ha'asiya in the eyes of the Torah. You're commanded to do it in one seder, one process of doing this act and that act, and even the two separate acts are rechen as independent mitzvahs. Afal pikein, we could still say that the inability to do one part of the seder might be ma'akav you totally and able to do the other part. The Malbim al-Pidarkoi offers his own approach to explaining the machloikas ha-sugyas between Masechta Makis and Masechta Gittin, and with that he offers an approach to resolving the sofek and halacha of the Shagas Aryeh. Malbim says as follows: although we know that the din of Eneroi Labila, Bila is ma'akeves, if you're missing an ability to do a particular element of the mitzvah, that element could be ma'akev, the entirety of the mitzvah. Arguably, says the Malbim, that doesn't apply where that element is no longer a mitzvah at all, and the Torah is not mitzvah it in this context. For example, in our Gemara, we're talking about someone who was mafresh bikurim before Sukkot, and it was an element called mikra bikurim, which was mitzvah at that time. These bikurim passed through now Sukkot, and now it's after Sukkot, and there no longer is any mitzvah in the Torah of mikra bikurim after Sukkot, because it's no longer zman simcha. Consequently, one could argue that the din of any roi labila cannot apply in a case like that, because there is no longer a mitzvah in the world of Bila, in this case of Mikra Bikurim, after Sukkot. So what's the problem of any royal of Bila? The Mikra Bikurim doesn't even exist. However, says the Malbim, the counter argument would be that since this Heftza of the Bikurim, this Bikurim itself, was Hufrash, was designated, set aside before Sukkot, so that Heftza got its mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim together with the element of Mikra Bikurim. Therefore, perhaps even after Sukkot, when there's no longer an actual mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim anymore, nonetheless, we still need royal Mikra Bikurim because the mitzvah has already been labeled on that Heftza, since the Heftza was designated as a mitzvah at a time when the mitzvah did have this element called Mikra Bikurim. That, says the Malbim, is the Shurish HaMachloikis between Masechta Makos and Masechta Gittin. The Sugya in Makos holds that we apply the rule of Eneroi Labila at a time of after Sukkot, even though after Sukkot there is no longer a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim extant at all. Nonetheless, this Heft of the Bikurim has been labeled, it needs Royal Mikra Bikurim, and the label doesn't change after Sukkot, even when there is no longer a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Consequently, if you're Eneroi Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot, you have to say that there's no Havoas Bikurim and Yirok, where you let it rot. The Sugya in Gittin, however, holds that since after Sukkot the mitzvah vanished, there is not a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim anymore. Therefore, even on this Heft of the Bikurim itself, which existed before Sukkot, I no longer have to worry about the inner royal of Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot, because there is no mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim anymore at all. How do we paskin? Well, we said that the Rambam paskins like the Sugya in Gittin, and the Rambam is going to hold that there's no din of inner royal of Bila in this kind of context. The Malbim points out, however, that Taisus in Masechta Gittin brings down our sugya lahalacha, and therefore Taisus is going to hold that our sugya is correct l'dina, and there is a din of Eneroi Labila, even when there's no longer an actual mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim on this Heftza. Zokta Malbim, he says, in his opinion, the Shagas Aryeh's case has this same kind of quality, assuming, Zokta Malbim, for example, as follows. Let's lay out the rules. The rules are, says Malbim, that we paskim ikra din, that Laila is Zman Tfilin, and Shabbos is Lav Zman Tfilin. According to that, an interesting analysis of the Malbim, it comes out that Tefillin is a one mitzvah nemsheches for 6 times 24 hours from Sunday in Matzoy Shabbos all the way through till Shabbos, and then the mitzvah vanishes through Shabbos, and then after Shabbos is a new mitzvah nemsheches, extending mitzvah of Tefillin all the way from Sunday through Friday. So the Malbim, imagine Rachmana Lassana, a person's arm is chopped off midweek, right in the middle of the week, and that person's mitzvah of Tefillin has already been labeled from the beginning of the week as a mitzvah which contains both components. Remember that according to the Malbim, we don't care that it's two mitzvahs and not one. It makes no difference, as we said. And it's a mitzvah of tefillin, which contains shel yad, and it contains shel roish, and therefore we would have a din of Eneroi Labila, and you have to be able to be roi for both. However, what happens if the person's arm gets chopped off? The Malbim makes an interesting claim that a gider, a person without an arm, is lav bar mitzvah. That's what the Malbim says. He's not in the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad. Evidently, the Malbim understood that since the Pasuk says, "Ba'ois al yodecha," so it's only addressing a person with a yad. A person without a yad is not even addressed by the mitzvah, and it's not much called not included in the mitzvah. That comes out of the Malbim, the Arches Achaim, which is very interesting and intriguing Chiddush. The Malbim therefore says that the person without the yad is comparable to the Bikurim after the Zman HaSukkos, when there no longer is a mitzvah Mikke Bikurim. This person without the yad is in the same similar matzav. He no longer has a mitzvah Tefillin Shel Yad, only a mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Reish. And therefore, it says the Malbim like this: if I paskin like the sugya in Masechta Makos, which is how the Tois isn't getting paskins, then it's going to come out that I have a din of Eni Roy Labila as long as this mitzvah Nemsheches continues through the end of the week. And in Meila, that would be in fact a din of Eni Roy Labila, he's got a problem, even though he has no arm and no mitzvah Tefillin Shel Yad, he has to be Roy Tefillin Shel Yad, and therefore that Ma'akad Tefillin Shel Reish through the end of the week. Once the comes Shabbos and the Zman Tefillin vanishes, is no longer mitzvah at all, then we start a new mitzvah. That's the Malbim's understanding, starting Sunday. And at that point, the new mitzvah starts with only a Shel Reish and not a Shel Yad. And there's no shilas at the Malbim that you would definitely have a mitzvah of Shel Reish alone, even without the Shel Yad. That's if you hold like our sugya, which is, he says, the Das HaToisis. According to the Rambam, however, who paskins like the sugya in Masechta Gittin, it's going to come out that the Rambam Shita is that there is no din at all of Eini Roy Labila in a context in which the mitzvah has been redefined so that there's a particular element that no longer exists as a mitzvah at all. Like in the context here in Gittin, in our sugya, that the mitzvah bikurim, mikra bikurim element is non-existent after Sukkot, and therefore we say that there's no din of royal of Mikra Bikurim because there's no such thing of Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot at all. Consequently, says the Malbim, the Rambam will hold the same thing with regard to the Shagas Arias question. Person Achmon Olson gets his arm chopped off in a little week, even though until now his mitzvah has contained both the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Shel Reish, and the order have been a din up to this point that you need roy for both. However, Yosef now he has no arm, and according to the Malbim's understanding, he's no longer included in the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad at all, so the mitzvah is redefined to only contain one element, the mitzvah of Shel Reish. There is no Shel Yad anymore, therefore there's no Eini Roy Labila on the Shel Yad, and the Rambam is going to paskin in the Shagas HaShaila, you only have the mitzvah of Shel Reish, and you're the Shel Reish, and it's not a problem the fact that you're no longer Roy to the Shel Yad. And very interesting, and that's the Malbim's Maskona, the way he analyzed the Shagas HaShaila's question. First, I want to mention again that the Malbim seems to be assuming as a given that a Gidim, a person without an arm, is not in the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad. So says L'Choyer, without the Malbim, you could very easily have said that a Gidim is an Oines on the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Yad. He's mitzvah like anybody else. Everyone has to put an arm Tefillin. A person doesn't have an arm, is an Oines, and he can't put it on. If you learn like that, there's really no comparison between the sugya of Gidim on Tefillin and the sugya of Mikra Bikurim after Sukkot, which Mamish doesn't exist as a mitzvah after Sukkot at all. However, the Malbim is learning, like he speaks out with that elaboration, that a Gidim is not a bar mitzvah at all in the mitzvah of Shel Yad, because he evidently understood that Tzivu of Shel Yad Tefillin was set to someone with a yad, or with an arm. And therefore, he, Al Pi Darko, the Malbim, is able to make that comparison between the sugyas and to say that depending on how you paskin, the sugya in Makos or Gittin will determine the psak in the Shagas Arya Shiloh. I just wanted to offer one last a basic ha'ora on this thing that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim and the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim as two independent mitzvahs. The Mayan HaChochma on mitzvahs that we spoke of before asks Akasha, which he leaves with Akasha. He says that we find, for example, in the mitzvah of Smicha on a korban. So, person being the korban, has to be Samech Yodov on the korban. Now, Zokti, the Mayan HaChochma. What about an individual that's not able to do Smicha on the korban? For example, Orel and Tomei, who are not able to do smicha on the korban, the meshalchin korban sehem, the halacha is they can't bring the korban themselves at all. It's not shayach, so they're certainly not going to do the smicha in the adhora. So the meshalchin korban sehem, and these individuals, the halacha is the gemara is the meshalchin korban sehem. So smicha is definitely not ma'akev in the havoas korban. You don't do the smicha. The Bible is not even able to. He's not even a bar hochi of doing smicha. It's in royal smicha. And afal pi kein is not ma'akev the korban. The Mayan HaChochma asks, according to that, why isn't smicha rechin count by the Rambam as an independent mitzvah, Smichas Korban, independent of the regular mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban. This is all in keeping with the Mayan HaChochma's understanding that the reason the Rambam does count Mikra Bikurim independent of Havoas Bikurim is because Mikra Bikurim is totally not at all ma'akev the Havoas Bikurim. It's not even, you don't even need royal Mikra Bikurim, as we said before. The Rambam comes out the Maskona like the Sugin Gittin. So therefore, since Mikra Bikurim is not at all ma'akev the Havoas Bikurim, it's independent and it's counted separately. Well, Smicha is not at all ma'akev a Korban. Why isn't Smicha Mincha also counted separately in the Minyan. The Mayan HaChochma leaves us with a question. I just wanted to point out a very basic point. The answer to the question would appear to be very simple. Smicha is definitely a chelik in the Seder HaHakrova. It's a chelik in the Seder, the pulos that you do. And regardless of whether it's Ma'akiv or not, it's not going to be counted separately. It's a chelik in the Seder Asiya of a Korban, the Bayon is Simach Yodav Olov, and therefore it's not counted by itself. The thing about Mikri Bikurim and Avos Bikurim is that really these are two independent things. And for some reason, the Mayan HaChochma is not telling on that. Mikri Bikurim, right, as Rashi speaks this thing out in the beginning of Parshas Kisavoy, right, that I'm any kofui toiva, Rashi says. So the idea is that a person brings the Bikurim, and he thanks the Eibishter, his Mahal the Eibishter, in the context of bringing that Bikurim. So Be'emes, these are two independent things. One is bringing the Bikurim, and one is thanking him, Meshabech, and Moedet Rebun Shom, in that context in which you bring the Bikurim. So over there, you could really argue that if they're not Ma'akiv, one's not Ma'akiv the other, so that then they're distinct, they're separate mitzvahs, because they're really different, independent activities, one from the other. One is bringing the Bikurim and the other is the speech. And it's Gurechen, there's two. Mashenkin, in the case of Smicha on a Korban, which is just one of the whole Seder Asiyos that's done on a Korban, there, maybe you're not going to even look at whether it's Ma'akiv or not. In any event, it's definitely not independent of the Asiyos HaKorban, and therefore, won't get a separate minion in the count of the Taryag. We mentioned before that the Machloikah between the Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether Hanocha is Ma'akev, the place in the Bikurim by the Mizbeach, is Ma'akev or not, is dependent upon whether we have twice in the Torah and Kisavoy a mention of the mitzvah Hanocha. The Rabbanon, all we do have it twice, it says V'hinicha and V'hinachtoy, so therefore we have, like Rashi says, Ashina Hakosa La'akev, that the Pasuk speaks of it twice, so therefore it's Ma'akev, you don't do the Hanocha, you're not Yoytzeh the mitzvah. Now Shenkin of Yehuda holds that you don't have it twice, because one of the mentions is going on Tnufa, and therefore it only says Hanocha Eitzel Mizbeach once, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hanocha is not Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah of Avos Bikurim. The Avsan Deiraisa from Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Rada Mishlagoin, Avsan Deiraisa and Klal Yud Beis says on this a very sadistic discussion, because the taina is that we know, and this is generally accepted as a klal in Shas, that the din of Shina Hakosav La'akev is a din that only applies to Kodshim. In other words, the idea that only if the Torah says it twice, then it's Ma'akev, and saying it once will be insufficient for it to be Ma'akev, that's something which you find by Kodshim. And therefore, why are we applying it to Bikurim over here? Apparently, he says the Asan Darayin says Bikurim is treated as Kodshim, and this is something which he gets into Ba'arichus. Of course, technically, you could argue that Bikurim are not Mamash Kodshim. It doesn't have a true Kedusha, have a Kedusha's Hektish, and it doesn't have a true, of course, L'choyer Avoida by Mizbeach either, not Mamish and Avoida. There's a din of Hanocha, Eitzel Mizbeach, but L'choyer is not a Mamish a din of Avoida. So therefore, arguably, you could say Bikurim is not Mamish Kodshim, and then why is there a need for Shina La'akav at all? However, the fact that Asan Deraisa says, the fact that we see here in our Sugya that it's not even Machlaikis, if Yehuda and Rabbanon both agree we need Shina La'akav at Bikurim, that itself indicates that Bikurim is considered to be classified as hektish, that's why you need Shina La'akev. And he says, actually, Zokta, that's the idea here is, you need Tnufa in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which is something which is the klal found by Kodshim, Tnufa in the Azorah, and it has a din of Kodshim, likewise a din of Hanocha, Havot to the Azorah, Hanocha, Islam Azbeach. All of these are activities that would be comparable to Kodshim and give a classification of Kodshim. He brings down that the Sefer Zohar Herakiah from the Rashbats, that Zohar Herakiah is a Sefer on Mitzvois from the Godel Kadma in the Rashbats, Herakia says about the mitzvah of Bikurim, that why didn't we count independently an independent mitzvah of Nesinas Bikurim LaKoyhein, right? There's a din to be a mitzvah to give, for example, Truma to the Kohen. Why don't we count a mitzvah to give Bikurim to the Kohen? Why isn't that Nimne as an independent mitzvah in the Taryag? Zokter, interestingly, the Rishbat says the reason is Shaharei Mishulchan Gavoy HaKazohu. We find, for example, that the Gemara tells us about Kohenim, that Mishulchan about Kohenim on Kodshim. The Chaylok of the Kohen on the Kodshim is Mishulchan Gavoy HaKazohu. In other words, that the Rebbein Shalom gives it to them. It comes from the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, or the Bernshim. And their idea, says the Rashbat, is applicable to Bikurim as well. Mishulchan Gavoya Kozachu, Shahim Tunim Hagosha, because we find that they have to need Hagosha, is something which you find generally in Minchois, that you touch it inside the Keli to the corner of the Mizbeach. And the Zohar HaKiyah, the Rashbat, is saying that that's something which you find by a mincha. We'll talk a little bit later about this idea that apparently Hagosha is something which you find by a You find by Menachos, there's various by Bikurim, there's various Marmakumis here in Rishonim, like we'll talk about this idea. And Zerikia says, now Hagosha, by the way, the concept of Hagosha is, it says like offering up to the Ribbon Shalom, offering up to the Mizbeach. Even though the Maisa, nothing is going on a fire in the Mizbeach at all, nonetheless it's being offered up, it's being touched to the Mizbeach, and therefore, says Zerikia, when the Kohen eventually gets it, he's getting it from the Ribbon Shalom alone. Therefore, we don't reckon the mitzvah of giving the Bikurim to the Kohen as a mitzvah mutl on the Bailam, even though the Maisa of the Bailam does have to give the Bikurim to the Kohen. And the reason is because, conceptually speaking, he's called getting it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was offered up in a manner comparable to Hakrova Eitz on Mizbeach, Hakrova on Mizbeach, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it, and we don't count it as a mitzvah for the Bailam to do. So the Asan Deraisa says this is a very clear and strong example of a place in the Rishonim and the Rashmat where you see that Bikurim have mamash treated like a kachim, it's mamash like a Meshulchan Gavoya Kozachu, and that's why, according to the Rashbats, we don't count Nesinas Bikurim to the Kohen as a mitzvah. Likewise, for example, says Asan Deraisa, we find in the Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim a din, which is based on a Yerushalmi, about a Shera Shebitla, let's say I have a worship tree, which the practitioners of the worship are mevatel it from its avoida, and the halach over there is that from now on it's permitted to get pahano out of it for a head yoik, but it's possible for govoya, possible for kachim. So a Shera Shebitla, says the Rambam, ain mevim ben Bikurim, you're not allowed to bring Bikurim from this tree at all. Why? Shabikurim Kodshei Mikdash Hain. That's the Lashon of Rambam. Bikurim is Kodshei Mikdash. And Rambam needs to say that, of course, otherwise, if Bikurim were just a regular mitzvah, you'd be allowed to bring Bikurim or do a mitzvah from this worship tree. It's already batel. But since Bikurim is Kodshei Mikdash, so therefore it's possible to do an Aferish Abitla. It's a clear example, says the Asman Daraisa, of this Yisoy, that Bikurim is treated as Hekdash. However, he sets up on this a very important fundamental issue, which he says he claims is a big machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi. And then it is that Asan Deraisa brings in a Yerushalmi, which is really accepted by a number of Gedolim, that this Yerushalmi is really telling us it's a machlekes Yehudim Rabbanon about this exact question, whether Bikurim is treated like Hekdesh, or it's just treated like a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim. And there in the Yerushalmi, it appears to be that in Bikurim, Perek Gimel, that's a machlekes Rabbanon and Yehuda. Where do you have this? So this is a very, very yesodiastic machlekes Rabbanon and Yehuda in the third Perek of Bikurim about who gets the Bikurim, which Kohen do you give the Bikurim to? So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, in Perek Mesechta Bikurim, that Bikurim are given to a kohen chover like truma. Now, say truma, the halacha is you're not allowed to give truma to kohen amoretz because she won't watch over it betahara, and therefore you only can give it to a kohen chover who's careful about tahara. However, the rabbanon over there argue, and they say bikurim anitan and laanshe mishmar vehem eschalken beinehen kekotche mikdash, that bikurim is given to whichever kohen you come to the base of mikdash, whichever kohen are on that day, the base av, or that week, the mishmar, you have to give it dafka to them, and they divide it amongst themselves without regard to the question of chover, because as long as the kohen is in the anshim mishmar, he gets whatever kachim is, a portion to whatever kachim is brought that day. And likewise, according to Rabbanon, they also get whatever bikurim is brought that day. Well, it's simply a portion to all the anshim mishmar. The Asan Deraisa brings the Yerushalmi that says black and white that the fundamental machloikis between Yehuda and Rabbanon is that Yehuda holds that Bikurim are compared to Kodshei Gvul, and the Rabbanon hold that Bikurim are compared to Kodshei Mikdash. And the Yehuda hold that Bikurim are compared to Truma, which of course they have many dinim like Truma, and therefore compared to Truma, Kodshei Gvul, which you give to a Kohen Chaver. There's no concept of giving a dafka to Anshi Mishmar, even though I Bikurim are brought to the Azor, the base of Mikdash, I'll just bring along a friend of mine, Kohen Chover, he's very proficient at being Nizhar and Tumah V'Tahara, and I bring him along and I give it to him. I don't have to dafka give it to the Kohen of the Mishmar that are on that day. That's according to Yehuda, because like Truma, I decided to give it to. Now, Shenken, according to Rabbanon, it's like Kachim, and you don't decide who to give it to, like you never decided to give the Kachim to. It has to be divided up among the Kohenim of the Mishmar of that day, of that week. And the Rabbanon say that in Shitas Rabbanon, they compare it to Kotei Mikdash. The Yerushalmi makes an afkimena out of this, and the Yerushalmi says, what is the din b'negeya to a mufla samach le'ish? Mufla samach le'ish, as you know, is an individual within 1 year of adulthood by a boy that would be from 12, and the halacha is that his neder has a halacha of a neder. There's a kasuk Chazal learn out ish kiyafli that even a mufasam achle ish within a year of adulthood his neder is powerful. There's a machleik if the Yerushalmi says whether mufasam achle ish is able to be mafish shuma. But we say on that that even if a mufasam achle ish cannot be mafish shuma, we definitely hold that his hekdesh is hektish. Hektish is like a neder in this way, and therefore just like a mufasam achle ish can make a neder and it's effective even though he's not yet a gadol. So the same manner a mufasam achle ish is makdish kochim and is also going to be effective as well. What about if a mufasam achle ish is mafish bikurim and brings it? Is that effective and it doesn't have a din of bikurim or not? Maushi of bikurim says the Yerushalmi that depends on the Yehuda Rabbana. If a whole like a Yehuda, if Yehuda holds the bikurim are like kochei gvul, like truma, and therefore according to this tzad that we're going with, the mufasam achle ish will be unable to make bikurim, same way he's unable to make truma. Mashenk and according to Rabbana that hold the bikurim are like kochei mikdash, and that's why he goes to the kohen mishmor. That's on that day, you can't decide who to give it to. It's like kochei mikdash. So according to that, the mufasam achle ish could render it bikurim and bring the bikurim because of the fact that same way he could make a kochim and be makdash kochim, likewise he could also bring bikurim. So you see, the Feirish says the Asma Deraisa, this big yisoy that we spoke of, that bikurim have a din of kochim, the Yerushalmi tells us it's dependent upon a big machloikis of Yidin Rabbanan with different afkemiz, and only the Rabbanan hold bikurim are like a kochim mikdash. The Rabbanan, however, hold the bikurim are not like that. Only Rabbanan hold bikurim is like kochim mikdash. The Yehuda, however, hold that bikurim are just like regular chuma and not like kochim. However, Zot Asan the Reiser and our Gemara in the Bavli is mukach against the Yerushalmi, because in our Sugya the Gemara calls on the Yehuda and Rabbanan the same exact two names. It's a different machlokes, of course. We're not discussing the Shaila that's discussing the Sugya Yerushalmi bikurim. However, over here we're discussing the Yehuda and Rabbanan the same names, and they get into the question of whether Hanocha is ma'akev or not. And both Yehuda and Rabbanan, the way Rashi explains the Sugya, are accepting that we need a concept which is applicable to kochim, which is shino hakosel la'akev. The pasuk says it twice, purpose of being ma'akev, and they're both going with that. If Yehuda happens to hold that there's no shino la'akev on bikurim because it only mentions hanocha once, so it's not ma'akev. The Rabbanan hold there is shino la'akev, so it is ma'akev. It says bikurim twice. It says hanocha's bikurim twice. So you see, zok to us and the writer of the Das HaBavli is that Yehuda and Rabbanan both agree that bikurim have a din like kochim, which is why you need shino la'akev. As against the Das HaYerushalmi, that Yehuda and Rabbanan argue for whether bikurim have a din like kochim, and according to Yehuda, in the context there, bikurim have a din of shuma ba'alma and do not have anything like kochim. And this says the Asan Derais is a big machloik, as Bavli Yerushalmi, where Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold up bikurim, does it have a din like kochim, mamish, like you see in our Gemara, Yenishin la'akiv, that that's a Bavli, or do we say it's not like kochim, which the Yerushalmi takes out of the fact that Yehuda holds that bikurim don't have to be given to the kohen ha'mishmor, but rather it could be just given to any friend, kohen, a kohen chover who is proficient, Ratum Avitara, that you happen to bring along. The Maisa, oddly enough, in the Sefer Ur Sameach, we find that not only does he not hold that there's a machloikas as sugyas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Das of Yehuda, he even goes in the exact opposite approach and he makes a Yehuda l'shitosai. The Ur Sameach says that we find here in the Yerushalmi, as we said, that a Yehuda holds a bikurim is not like kochim, and therefore it doesn't have to be given to the kohen ha'mishmor, you can bring along your own kohen. Zokt of them, the Ur Sameach, Yehuda l'shitosai over here in the Bavli also holds that Hanocha is not ma'akev. If Hanocha is not ma'akev, zokt the Ur Sameach, then we're going to look upon Bikurim as something which is a mitzvah to do, even though the mitzvah happens to be done in the context of the Azara, it's not going to have a din like kochim. It's a regular ma'isa mitzvah, and that's a Yehuda shita, throughout. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds over here. Anoch is not ma'akev. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds in Masech the Bikurim, that Bikurim is not necessarily given to the Kohen HaMishmor. However, the Rabbanon, says the Ur Sameach, they hold over here Anoch is ma'akev. If Anoch is ma'akev, says the, this is a lashon of the Ur Sameach, he says it's Havi Kemoi, the Havi Havi kemoi shezochu oisoi me'algabe hamizbeach u'meschalek la'anshei mishmor kemoi kol kochim mizbeach she'akrovosan eitzel hamizbeach matir oisam la'kohenim. In other words, that what we're doing is imagining the bikurim was placed mamish on the mizbeach and then taken on the mizbeach after having had its so to speak hakrovo done on the bikurim, and then you're going to apportion it to the kohenei mishmor. That's because since the Rabbanon hold Hanocha is ma'akev, the bikurim is going to look upon as something which is lamaisa, like it's korev lagabe hamizbeach, as if it would be offered on the mizbeach, and therefore the rabbanon l'shitasam, since they hold over here nochas ma'akiv, therefore they hold the bikurim as something which is offered on the mizbeach, so to speak, and in meila, when you get it from the mizbeach, that's something which is like any korban taken from the mizbeach, and it's mischalkan la'anshei mishmar. So you see be'aliyah, you see be'feirish, that there's some meach holds that there's no shum stira between our sugya and the sugya in the Yerushalmi. Fakir, the Yehuda throughout always holds that bikurim is not like kochim, the rabbanon hold that it is like kochim. And in fact, Be'emes is going to be a little schwer, according to the Ur Samech. What does he do with the Ur Samech? I says, Taina, that we see over here that there's in a Shina la'akev, both according to Yehuda and according to Rabbanan. It's a Chmashma la'as and the Isis says, if Yehuda agrees to be Kurma like Kochim, the Fida Bavli, otherwise, why is there a din of Shina la'akev? However, the truth of it is that the Chazon Ish, and it's somewhat Sosim Tikashtikal in the Goyim, piles on this Sugya and a number of other Marim Koimois, and the Chazon Ish claims that really there's a number of Rayas that Shina la'akev is not specific to Kochim. Chazon Ish needs some work. It certainly seems to be ungenommen, geventloch among the lomdim, that Shina la'akev only applies to Kochim. But he says it's actually not a klal. And he says this is one of his rayas, the fact that Yehuda and Rabbanan both agree over here that Bikurim does need Shina la'akev. It's interesting that Chazon Ish may have been assuming, like the assumption of the Ur Samech and others, that Yehuda holds that Bikurim is not like Kochim. If it is like Kochim, there's no raya from the Sugya, because that's why you need Shina la'akev, because it's like Kochim. Apparently, the Chazon Ish was going the other way, and Bikurim is not like Kochim, at least according to Yehuda, and therefore the fact that our Gemara uses Shina la'akev shows that it's not a klal, which is specifically limited to Kochim. Now, in this yesoid of the Ur Samech, that Hanocho eats on the mizbeach of the bikurim is a din like mamish like it's a hakrova on the mizbeach, and therefore when it's taken from there, it's like a korban taken from the mizbeach and a portion divided amongst the koyanei mishmor. Then hanocho of the Ur Samech, Be'emes has a mocker in Ramban who says this read actually very strongly in Bamidbor in Perek Hay. Over there the pasuk says v'chol truma l'chol kochei b'nei Yisrael asher yakrivu l'koyein lo yiyeh. So it talks about truma l'chol kochei b'nei Yisrael, which is yakrivu l'koyein, and the Ramban over there brings in a sifri that this pasuk needs a hesber. How is it? What's this shumala kotche b'nei Yisroel? What is this shumala chol kotche b'nei Yisroel? Sashi akrivu l'koyin. How you? What is this shuma that you're being makriv? You're not makriv shuma. Shuma is not makriv as a korban. In fact, you sifri v'chi shuma makriv in l'koyin. Are you makriv shuma and give it to a koyin in a manner of hakrova? Matam l'mashi akrivu and fit the. Enfit the sifri and somewhat sasan to go away. And the answer is this: we find now the pasuk, of course, doesn't mention anything about bikurim in that pasuk. It's talking about truma kibshuta v'chol truma l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael. However, the sifri answers this problem by saying that this pasuk is not talking about regular truma. It's talking about a particular category of truma called bikurim, which, as you know, bikurim is a subcategory of truma and in many ways has dinim like truma. And the sifri says it's a reference to truma. And the sifri writes like this: l'fisha hu oimer. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, I believe, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. So it says that the Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, the beginning of the Bikurim, you bring to the Beis Hashem. So it says the Sifri, Lo Shamanu Mayasabahem. I mean, you bring to the Beis Hashem, and then what happens to the Bikurim? There's no mention, no explanation of that. That's why the Pasuk has to say, there's Dr. Sifri, Talmud Loimar, over here, Ashe Akrivu La Koyin Loyiyah, that it's offered and it goes to the Koyin, Koyin Loyiyah. Now, the Ramban says a couple of things. First of all, you see a very important thing, the basic Pashup Shah of the Sifri, that without this Pasuk, I would not have known that the Bikurim is given to a Kohen, which is true. You know, you look in the Pasuk, it only says Beish Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tovi Beish Hashem Elikecha. The Ramban says Grade in Kisovi is mentioned that it's given to the Kohen, but upon him there's a free wanted to show you that we already have over here that the Bikurim, which is until now only mentioned that it is brought to the Beish Hashem, now we're telling you that it goes to the Kohen. But more than that, Dr. Ramban, you see a very big story, the way that the Sifri is learning up this Pasuk. It says Ashia Kriv Zokt of them, the Ramban, loy bo, loshen hakrova b'toira, elo bekreivim al gabe hamizbeach. The word hakrova in the Torah is by those things that are offered on the mizbeach. Ashi akrivu l'koyin loyiyah. That zokta, that was the mocker of the Sifri to say to darshan this pasuk, which is yakrivu l'koyin to go on bikurim. Fikoch dorash the loshen of sheakrivu bebikurim shem teunin tnufa v'hagosha. Now just stop for a second. Here the Achronim tell again on this point that the Ramban brings two elements of bikurim which are considered to be hakrova elements, things that are like a hakrova mizbeach. One is tnufa in the Azara we mentioned before, and the other is Hagosha, touching the corner of the Be'er. Again, the Ramban is saying here, just like we quoted before from the Rashbats in the Zohar Rakia, that Bikurim has a din of Hagosha, touching the corner of the Be'er. This is something which does not necessarily have clear often on Marama Kemis, like we'll talk a little bit. However, the fact is it's Mavur and Rishainim, and these are the elements, says the Ramban, that make Bikurim Doimet to Takrava, it's Lamezbeach, and that's how Chazal understood in the Sefri, that this Pasuk of Ashir Akri Truma, which is Ashir Akri V'Lakayin, is really a reference to the Bikurim. Zok the Ramban, V'Lamadnu Oin Bikan, we also learn from here, for the way that Sifri is learning up the Pasuk, Sheyu habikurim la'anshei mishmor she'akrivum. The bikurim is going to go to the anshei mishmor that were involved in, so to speak, offering them on the Mezbeach. Ve'einam l'chol kohen she'yirtze k'truma. They're not like any kohen that wants. That's the part of the Pasuk. Asher v'chol truma she'akrivu l'kohen lo'yir. In other words, that what we're saying over there is that just like by all kochim, by all kabanas, the halacha is that all of the kohen mishmor who are the makrivim of that day, they divide up all the kabanas of the day because they are the makrivim. Him. So likewise, the exact same thing is true about Bikurim, which is called Yakrivu LaKoyin. So therefore, Lo Yir, they go to the Koyin HaMakrivim of the day, and it gets divided up amongst the Anshe Mishmar. So Shnei Tzach, the Ramban over here, is taking sides because he's going like the Rabbonon and Masechta Bikurim against Rabbi Yehuda, that Bikurim is divided amongst the Anshe Mishmar. But the Ramban is not just taking sides, but actually claiming that a Sefri and a Pasuk in the Chumash, according to the reading of the Sefri, is Mavur like the Rabbonon. And the Ramban is saying that the aside behind the Rabbonon, the Bikurim is divided among the Anshe Mishmar, is the fact that Bikurim is a dover hakorev, so to speak, on the Mizbeach, as Tnufa, as Hagosha, it's on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's considered like a dover hakorev, and the Pasuk is calling it that, as Sheakrivu, and therefore, since it's a dover hakorev, it has a din like Karbonos that is divided up amongst the Kohenim, which is really the aside that we saw in the Ur Sameach. According to Ramban, it's Lamaisa, it's Mamisha Pasuk in the Chumash. The Sefer Mishmar Halevi from Rav Schulzinger points out that the Ramban, the Shitasai, really finds exactly the same aside in the beginning of Parashas Kisove, which of course, at the main place of the Parsha Bikurim. And it talks about that you take the Bikurim and you go to the Koyen Asheyia Bayomim Hohem. What's the Pshat Koyen Asheyia Bayomim Hohem? Of course, this is a well-known question. What's the Koyen of Bayomim Hohem? The Ramban says an interesting Mahalach al Derech HaPshat. You're going to go to the Koyen, first day, you can't go to a Koyen from who lived 50 years ago. So what's Koyen Asheyia Bayomim Hohem? The Ramban says al Derech HaPshat, that the meaning of that is, HaKoyen Asheyia Shom, meaning Dr. Ramban, that Dete is his Mishmor. He's the Koyen of the Mishmor of that day. That's called Bayom Mehem. So the Ramban, because he knows that the Bikurim and Asunim la'anshei mishmor kechol ha-korbonoi, so it's Lashon Ramban. The Bikurim is given to the anshei mishmor like any korban. Loi sheyoylech imoy koyhein me'iroi la'hakar bikurov. You can't just take along your friend, the koyhein me'iroi, to offer you Bikurim, which granted you could according to Behuda, but the Ramban throughout, here, consistent with what he says in the Ban and also, in both places the Ramban makes it very clear, he holds that the ikar of the pshuta shemikra of the psukkim are mamish like the Rabbanon. Truma is, it's Bikurim is treated like a kochim, and therefore it's divided amongst the Kohen and Makrivim, and the Yeshayah Bayon Mohen, you give it to the Kohen and Mishmar, and the Kohen and Mishmar, they're the ones who do the Seder of the Bikurim. Based on all this, says the Mishmar Alevi, there's actually a very big kasha on the Chazon Ish and his Gil Yoinos in Masech Ta'ira, in the Hilchos Eirich and the Rambam, and Reb Chaim al Rambam. Very remarkable Maramokoim of the Mishmar Alevi. Reb Chaim al Rambam, Reb Chaim Alevi, the Rambam, Hilchos Eirich, and happens to get into this Machloikis, if you don't abonon in Masech Ta'bikurim, where the Bikurim are given to the Kohen and Mishmar, like the Rabbonon, or they're given to any Kohen who is a Chover, Kohen Chover like the Behuda, and the Reb Chaim al Rambam writes that's a yesoidiistic of machlokes in a deraisa regarding Bikurim, whether they're treated in the manner of korbonos. A deraisa tikkum machlokes, the Rabbanon hold that they're treated like korbonos and divide them as a kaya mishmar, and Yehuda holds that they're not. On that, the Chazon Ish writes that it's not like that. He says, in his opinion, the entire halacha of the Rabbanon, the Bikurim are divided amongst the kaya mishmar, so the Chazon Ish, he believes that's only the Rabbanon. The whole thing is, it's takana the Rabbanon, in his view, he says, Chavalon is sacking that in order to enable you to give it to a kaya who's not a chover and be able to be feel assured that he'll watch over it b'tahara. Normally, if I have truma, for example, I can't give it to a kohen who's not a chover, because I have to worry he won't watch over it b'tahara. Chazal felt they wanted you to be able to give the bikurim to a kohen who's not a chover, and the bikurim not a chover should be able to have bikurim. So therefore, the mesakein that it goes dafka to the anshe mishmor, and the anshe mishmor are vigilant, like the vigilant about korbanos, the vigilant of tumah b'tahara, even if they're not a chover, and therefore Chazal are able to effectuate that way the bikurim could be given to all kohen, even not chover. So he says the fayers, the Chazon Ish, he argues on Reb Chaim al Rambam, he said the fayers that the Rabbanon Shita Bikurim are given to the Anshe Mishmar is just a chumrah, it's just a takana the Rabbanon, and really nobody would hold on the Torah level the Bikurim are given to the Anshe Mishmar. The Mishmar Alevi says, Reb Schulzinger says, says that it's Keneged Ramban in a couple of places, and it's actually very schwer. He brings different, he's mafapal on this child. He says it's not mashma like this thing at all. Ramban in both places, and before Allah had you that it's not mashma. Ramban reads Psukim in the Chumash into this thing, and he says very clearly that that's the Surah Sam Mitzvah of Bikurim. It's a Dover HaKorev, and it's Korev on Azmeach, and etc., etc. And therefore, that's why it's treated like a Korev in the Vada amongst the Kayan and Mishmar. That's a Sheer Krivel of Kayan Layiya, the Ramban says in Nosoi, and Ramban in Kisovo, Yashiya Bayom Mahay means the Kayan Ishmar. He's mamish teaches the Pasuk in the Chumash, Yashiya Bayom Mahay, to go in the Kayan and Mishmar like the Ramban. It's totally against the Chazanish understands that the Chazanish says that the din of Kayan and Mishmar is only a Takanas Chazal. One last point to wrap up this discussion. We mentioned a couple times already that's before in different Rishainim that there's a din of Hagosha on Bikurim, that to take the Bikurim inside the Keli and the Tana and to touch it to the corner of the Be'ach. Now, Hagosha, as we mentioned, is a mitzvah of various Menochot, but Korban Mincha, the din is one of the steps of the Korban Mincha, is that you do Hagosha, eats on the Be'ach. And actually, there's a Mishnah in Masechta Benochas in Perek Kei that says, Elu Tunin Tnufa, Ve'ein Tunin Hagosha. In other words, Korban Mincha has to have Tnufa and Hagosha, but it's different cases. But Kopano, Korban Mincha has to have Hagosha, you touch it to the Mizbech, and on that, the Mishnah says over there that Elu Tunin Tnufa, that don't need Hagosha, and that is, etc., different cases, and Bahabikurim. That's what it says, and Vahabikurim. So Bikurim needs Tanufa and does not need Hagosha. So the Befeish Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, that the Mishnah Menachos, that Bikurim does not need Hagosha. And that, the Achroinim ask Akasha, the various Rishonim, some of which we already spoke out, we said over the Ramban, the Rashbats, which actually Mavur, the Tuna does need Hagosha. And there's basically a couple of approaches. The Rashash, and Babalasa Pei Aleph notes that Toysis over there is Mavur, the Bikurim does need Hagosha. Fekta Rashash, the Mishnah says in Menachah is that it does not need Hagosha. And Fekta Rashash, it says that the Bikurim needs Hagosha is Lav Dafka. It just means putting it right near the corner of the Mezbeach, Hanocha Eitzlam Mezbeach, and that's referred to with an expression, B'Yalma, in the language of the Rishonim as Hagosha. It's not a true Hagosha of touching it to the Mezbeach, and that is the Das HaRashash. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, however, in the Derech HaMunah, doesn't learn like that. Rav Chaim Kanievsky tells in the Derech HaMunah that there's, as we said, a number of our Mekumis in the Rishonim, but we do find that Bikurim Mamish needs Hagosha, and he says the Yerushalmi Bikurim Perek Gimel actually says Magisham by the Kerem Droimis Marovis, the Mamish Magish Hagisham by the Kerem Droimis Marovis. He says it needs Hagosha, Chaim Kanievsky says, and he says the Mishnah says in a Sechta Menachos that Bikurim does need Hagosha. He says that means it doesn't need the regular Avoidas HaHagosha, which is done by a Kohen. A Korban Mincha has a Kohen to the Hagosha and touches it to the Korban of the Be'ach. That you don't have over here. The Bailam touches it, he brings the Tana, he touches the Be'ach, so it does not have void of a Hagosha, but the Prate avoid of doing a Kayan, and therefore the Mishnah is saying it doesn't have Hagosha. But the Chaim Kanievsky holds, not like the Rashash, and he holds that the Imamish is a mitzvah to actually touch the Bikurim to the Kurim of the Meach, like he says in Mavu and the Yushalmi and the Pashtus of a number of Yishainim. One last discussion, then again to Taisis and Masechet Baba Basra. Taisis and Baba Basra asked the Kasha, it says in Baba Basra Daf Pei Aleph that there's a din in Bikurim, that in order to do a Mikra Bikurim, to be Koire, the Kriya, the Parasha Mikra Bikurim, there's a Gzeras HaKasav that it has, the Bikurim has to have been harvested and brought to the Beis HaMikdash by the same person. The Betzira and the Havor has to be done by the same person. What happens in a case, I think I'm over there, where the person who harvested died, and then somebody else has to do the Havor? So then the Halacha is that you may be Ve'ena Koire. You bring the Bikurim, but you're not Koyre. Frekt of them over there, the Toysis, that why don't you say that the Bikurim are Yerokvu, because they no longer are Roy to the Kriya, just like it's Mavur and El Gemar over here in Masechta Makos, that the person who mafresh the Bikurim before Sukkis, when it was able to have a Mikra Bikurim, and then it waits till after Sukkis, you no longer have a Mikra Bikurim, and then it's any Roy Labila, and it's Yerokvu. You're going to have to let it rot. So why don't you say the same thing over there also? Was supposed to be Roy for Mikra Bikurim, because when it was harvested, the harvester was alive, he could have brought it to the Mikdash, supposed to do a Mikra Bikurim, then he dies. It's very similar to going through to after Sukkis, and we should say Yerokvu, just like our Gemara says, that it goes to after Sukkis, it rats, because it's no longer royal or kriya. Why don't you say that over there? The Taisus answers, and he brings a Yerushalmi that says a Beferish, that the difference is, and the Gemara over there is talking, that there was a Da'as Meikora, when he harvested, to send it Ayadei somebody else. It's certainly a Chiddush in the Lashon Gemara and the Bavli, but Taisus quotes a Beferish Yerushalmi that says that since Bashas, when you harvested, you had intended to send it to somebody else. So therefore, your das is keveya is going to be done without a kriya, because if you send it through somebody else, you don't have the betzira, and the sending, day the same person. So Yodas mi Koris Kaveh, that was a Tzuras HaMitzvah right from the get-go, and therefore it's not called Enaroi Labila the way it is over here, because since your intention right from the beginning was you'll do it in such manner that it won't have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, so your intention is Kaveh, that this can be done, and it is done without the Mikra Bikurim. That's what Taisa says, and it brings from the Yerushalmi. Naftali Trump over there asked the obvious question, why should anything be Tali in Das? What kind of business? Why is there any din of Das over here at all? We should look at the way the Torah is mitzvah you, and that's all. Who says that Das has any relevance? The person will naisa will harvest the Bikurim. He has the ability to take it up itself, and he can do the Mikra Bikurim. Where in the world do I have a source to assume that the person with his Das is able to be Kiveya? No, I had Das, it's going to be done. I had a Shliach, I had to somebody else, and that therefore, it was done without a Mikra Bikurim. Where does he get the right to utilize your Das to take away the mitzvah of Kriya? And if Tully says he is soideistic, a thing I will say just very bekitzer, that he says actually Bikurim is unique as opposed to other mitzvahs, that the din of the mitzvah of Bikurim is given with two different tsurahs. There's a tsurah of Havoas Bikurim which with Mikra Bikurim, and a tsurah of Havoas Bikurim without Mikra Bikurim. Like, for example, the way the Torah is kaveyet lechatchila for women and for geirim, for example. Noshim and geirim, the halacha is, there, sakosas tell us, that they have a mitzvah of havo without any mikra bikurim at all. Moreover, just to steltsu, the truth is, it's very interesting, there's an Ur Sameach that says this based upon a mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim, that says that the Ur Sameach takes out that that's mamish independent mitzvah of bikurim, so to speak, it's like a different surah of the mitzvah which is given independently in the Torah. Because the mechilta Mishpatim talks about the pasuk in Mishpatim, reishis bikurim ad mascha tovi beis Hashem alekecha, and that's it, loisavah. You know, it doesn't say anything about Mikra Bikurim over there. It just says bring it to the base of Mikdash. And this Taka, the Mechilta over there, learns out from there, Zakti Ur Sameach, that there's a din of Noshim and Geirim, that they have a mitzvah Havoas Bikurim without a Mikra Bikurim. That's this Tzuras HaMitzvah that's given in Mishpatim, that's a Havoas Bikurim without a Mikra Bikurim, and that's a Tzuras HaMitzvah of Noshim and Geirim. It's Zakti Ur Sameach of Tali, that Bikurim, which has this interesting and unique way, has this double Tzura, a dual Tzura, a Tzura of Havoas Bikurim with a Mikra Bikurim that's in Parashas Kisavoy, Havoas without a Mikra Bikurim, that's then of Noshim and Gerim, which, like we said for the Mechilta, that's actually in Parashas Mishpatim, which is an independent Tzuras HaMitzvah. So, Meilu Zokta Haftali, the answer we're going to find that the person with his Das could be Keveya, which of the Tzuras HaMitzvah he's going to be Nichnas into. That means if you're going to say that really, Bikurim always has a mitzvah of Kriya, except when it's impossible. Okay, so then what gave you the right to make it impossible? You should be bringing it yourself, and then regardless of what your Das is, your Das shouldn't be able to do a thing. You're able to do the Kriya, just harvest it and bring it yourself, and you're mechuyev to do that. You should have to do it. But now that we're saying that Bikurim itself was given a korah by the Torah, the two different surahs, that there is actually a form of the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is without Kriya, which is independent place in the Torah. So Zotim Raftali, that's what we're saying, the person has the choylus to make the determination, korah, I'm going to fit into that parasha of Mikra Bikurim, of Havoas Bikurim, the one in Mishpatim, in other words, like we're saying, the one which was given without a Kriya. And the Das is able to achieve that, and you're harvesting with the intent of sending to somebody else, you fall within the other mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of Havah, without the mitzvah of Kriya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaymis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.